Hello everybody, and welcome to another episode of Get Hooked on Books. In today's episode, we'll be discussing the novel The Fault in Our Stars. Today we have me, Benjamin,
Autumn,
O'Brien,
Helio.
But before anything, I'd like to give a word to our sponsors.
Have you ever thought about starting your own podcast? When I was trying to get this podcast off the ground, I had a lot of questions. How do I record an episode? How do I get my show into all these apps people like to listen? How do I make money from my podcast? Well, the answer to every one of these questions is really simple. Anchor. Anchor is one-stop shopping for record, hosting, and distributing your podcast. Best of all, it's 100% free and ridiculously easy to use. And now, Anchor can match you with great sponsors who want to advertise on your podcast. That means you can get paid to podcast right away. In fact, that's why I'm doing this right now by reading this ad. Wink, wink. I love Anchor. When I started these class projects, it was wonderful. Easy, simple, not stressful like everything else I've ever done in my life. So, if you've always wanted to start a podcast and make money doing it, go to anchor.fm/start. That is anchor.fm/start. I will spell that out for you. anchor.fm/start. To join me and the diverse community of podcasters already using Anchor. That's anchor.fm/start.
Our other sponsor we have today is Padlet. Padlet is a digital pinboard where you can share and create ideas for everyone to see. And it's even free, so you should go check it out.
Welcome back. Today's episode is called Love is Motivation, and I'd like to give you some background information on The Fault in Our Stars.
In The Fault in Our Stars, we have Hazel, 16, who has cancer, and she loses motivation, will, whatever you want to use in this case or context or whatever. And she basically has none of that to live. Until one day she goes to the support group and meets Augustus. Upon spending multiple days together and much of their time together, they fall in love.
Our theme for this podcast is Love Can Motivate One to Live Life. This theme will be focused through our podcast and will be discussed.
This theme begins to emerge in the beginning of the book when Hazel goes to support group because her mom thought she was depressed and she really loved her and wanted her to live her life. And because of Hazel loved her mom and her dad as well, she went. And this can be found on page 7 and 8 with the following quote.
I went to support group for the same reason that I'd once allowed nurses with a mere 18 months of graduate education to poison me with exotically named chemicals. I wanted to make my parents happy.
This quote shows love because Hazel's mother loves her, and people that love you want the best for you. So Hazel's mother wanted her daughter to be a regular teenager, live life happily, and just be more sociable.
Yeah, I agree. Not only that, but in Hazel's perspective, love is also motivating her to go and do this because, you know, she loves her mom and she wants to see her happy, and this really helped her kind of motivate and push her to live her life.
Does anyone have anything else they'd like to add on to that?
No, I think we're good.
Yeah, we're good.
Moving on from it, we're moving on later into the book where the theme is shaped. And Hazel is in a slump, and because she couldn't go to Amsterdam, there was a swing set that was really bothering her. And Augustus comes in and tries to get rid of it, trying to make her feel better in any way, shape, or form that he can at that point. And this can be found on 121 with the following quote.
Because I want to go to Amsterdam, and I want him to tell me what happens after the book is over. And I just don't want my particular life, and also the sky is depressing me. And there is this old swing set out there that my dad made for me when I was a kid.
I must see this old swing set of tears immediately. I'll be over in 20 minutes. During this moment, Hazel is going back to this depressive state where she is losing motivation to live. But Augustus comes in and saves the day because he loves her. He goes and helps her to get rid of the swing set that's causing this.
In addition to this, the swing set is sort of like a metaphor, because it isn't so much causing her to be depressed. The swing set is sort of like her breaking point at this point.
Oh yeah, I would like because you know that Augustus, you know, he sees that it wasn't really the swing set, the memories, because she explains in the book that it was her reminder before cancer, like it's those thoughts that she has that was really making her sad and everything. So he's trying to get rid of the swing set and try to get her to move on and live her life, despite the fact that that's barring her down, holding her down.
Question segment.
Is there someone in your life who you would try anything to help them get out of this so-called slump?
Think about this throughout our whole podcast and let us know in the comment section what you guys think.
The theme is later refined when Hazel was still heartbroken about the fact that Augustus had died. She didn't want to go to his funeral and see him buried, but then she remembered how her family loved him, how Augustus's family loved him as well, and how she loved him and had a good time with him. So the love she had for him motivated her to go.
This can be found on page 274. Hazel, we have to go for Mr. and Mrs. Waters.
For the whole thing, in a way, I think this symbolizes that she couldn't move on, or better yet, she just didn't want to. And, you know, she loved Augustus, and he loved her. And so the thought of him being buried must have really broke her. And so I think that her trying to live her life and going on and being able to just go for her Augustus's parents is really what kind of motivated her to, you know, just her live her life once again, because she, as well, she loved Mr. and Mrs. Walters, Augustus's parents.
In addition to that, like, you know, just what you said, she does it because, you know, in a way, like, as soon as this happens, you know, she moves on from it, you know. If she doesn't go to this, she's going to, the thoughts of Augustus just remain in her head and just stay there constantly. So just might as well get this out the way right now. Say how you feel, you know, mourn over him. You know, just find a way to get through this and, like, live your life the way you would want to without him. And then just continue doing what you've been doing.
Sadly, this podcast has come to an end, and we will be sharing out our final thoughts and what we took away from the book and the theme that we created. And for me, personally, what I took away from our theme and about how love is that if you really love someone, you're going to try and help them live the life that they can to the best. And, you know, if they love you, they'll try to do the same. And I think we should all really figure this out and take that into account when it comes to loving someone or saying that you love someone. So, you know, you should try to really always be there for them and try to really help out when, you know, they're going through times. And even if they're not going through a bad time, I think we should all just take into account and try to help them out. And anyway, you know, motivate them to live their life. Anyone else have any final thoughts?
Yeah, like in addition to that, you know, when people around you that really love you, you know, you can tell. Because if you're feeling bad, they're there. If you're not feeling bad, you know, they're still going to be there. So either way, it's like love, like as in our theme, like love motivates one to live. Like just at that point, if you're being loved, just go out with the people you love, live life with the people that you love. That's kind of what I feel like is what I'm taking away from the theme, you know. If you love someone, you know, if someone loves you, just go out with the people that motivate you, you know. Just go out every day, do that. And at that point, I'm just going to hand it off to someone else, sorry.
So people that love you can always want the best for you, and it's good to be around people like that because you'll be able to succeed in life, and people that also love you are always there for you. They'll help you in life, and you just need to find the right people to be with, like find the right people to love, find the right people like to have friends with, because love can be with like anybody, but as long as you know who to pick.
Like Benjamin said, people who love you, they care for you, and they want the best for you. So love as motivation, it's very touchy because people who love you, they, like I said, they want the best for you. And when you care about something, like the love you have for someone, that motivates you to do something better with it. So for in Hazel's case, she took a lot away from Augustus and everything Augustus provided for her, and that changed her as a character throughout the whole book.
We have a song for you guys that we want you guys to listen to as we give out the outro. And we really hope that you guys take this and just really helps you with your thoughts.
On that note, we've been Hooked on Books.
Hope you enjoyed our episode.
This is Autumn.
This is Benjamin.
O'Brien.
Rogelio.
We hope to see you soon.
All right, signing off.
Peace.
Peace.